Hello, my name is Lawrence Wilson, and welcome to a video study through the book of Hebrews. In our last video, we looked at the first part of Hebrews chapter 11, what has come to be called the Hall of Faith, because the author of Hebrews listed off all these people from the Old Testament who continued to persevere in faith. They continued to keep their confidence in God, even though they did not see all of the things they hoped to see. They continued to believe that someday they would. And God blessed them and those around them because of their faith. Well, we continue on to the last part of Hebrews chapter 11, which admittedly is not as well known as that first part amongst people that study the Bible. And yet, it's just as important and just as powerful. In Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse 32, we read, "And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets." So he says, look, there's many other names that I could list. There's many other people from the Old Testament that I could list and give examples of this principle taking effect. But there's no time, right? He said, I'd run out of space, I'd run out of room, I'd run out of time to try and describe and tell you all of the things that happened. So he decides, let me just hit some of the highlights. Verse 33, "Who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women were receiving back their dead by resurrection." All of these good things, he's saying, coming as a result of their faith. Though, admittedly, you'll find if you go study some of the stories of these people in the Bible that maybe the way that their circumstances were playing out didn't look exactly the way that they thought it would. But they continued to hope that at some point they would see God's promises come to them. But then we also see some were tortured, refusing to accept release, so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, not the best clothing, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. We said, yes, some of these people we see in the Old Testament, God blessed them because of their faith. But others, it almost seemed like the reward of their faith was hard treatment, was hard times. For some of them, it did not seem like there was any earthly reward for their faith, like there was anything good coming to them because of their trust in God. And yet they continued to persevere and believe that at some point they would see God's promises come to fulfillment. This is important, especially when you remember that the original readers of this letter were experiencing hard times. They were experiencing persecution, and that was what was causing them to maybe want to take a step back from their faith. And the author presents examples of people in the Old Testament who he says, even when times got tough, they continued to persevere in their confidence that God would do what he said he would do. And then we come to perhaps maybe the most powerful two verses in this entire chapter, in verse 39 and 40. "And all these," talking about everyone throughout the chapter, both those who did see the earthly promises, some earthly blessings, and those who did not see any earthly blessings but only saw hardships, "all of these, though they were commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised." They did not receive the thing that they were ultimately hoping for, which for all of them was the salvation of their souls. And why is it that they did not receive that, what they were promised and what they were all hoping for? Because the pathway to salvation had not yet been opened. We've talked about earlier in Hebrews how Jesus is the one who opened up the pathway to God, right? He tore the veil that was there in the temple, dividing God and man. He is the one that opened up the pathway so that we could have direct access to God the Father, so that we could go boldly to the throne of grace. In the time that these Old Testament saints were living, that pathway was not yet opened. And so these all, having died in their faith, whether they saw good blessings in their life, whether they saw hardships in their life, whether they saw a mix of both, all of them, they died not having received the full blessings that God had promised to them. They had not received what was promised. Why? Verse 40. Since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. That God's plan was to do something incredible, but at the right time, so that all people could now experience the blessings of what God was trying to do, right? Jesus could have come earlier than he did. But the Bible tells us in the book of Galatians that when the fullness of time had come, when it was the right time, the exact moment, God sent his Son to save the world, right? During a time when the world was more united than it had ever been at any point, because the Roman Empire, though a lot of people saw it as a bad thing, that they're being conquered by Rome, God saw it as a good thing, because now he said there is an opportunity for the gospel to get to more people at the same time than it could ever possibly have done in another time period. These all died in faith, and they did not get to see the full result of what they were hoping for, because God had a plan for us. Now, obviously, the "us" in this case is talking to his original readers, but the point being, for those who are to come later, they went through all of the sufferings that they went through. They had to continue to persist in their faith in God, not for their own benefit, but for those who were going to come later. There's an important lesson in this, that we often think that when God is putting us through hard times, or when we're experiencing trials or difficulties, we go back to like the book of James, which says, know that the trying of your faith brings about endurance, right? Know that the tests that you are going through is going to strengthen your own life. But there's also here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40, to where we see sometimes the things that you are enduring, sometimes the things that God is putting you through is actually for someone else's benefit. You have to endure this because God's timing on certain things may not be right. And so maybe we have to suffer just a little bit because God has a greater plan for someone else, so that the blessings won't be fully realized maybe in our lifetime, because God is waiting for someone else, so that more people, as many people as possible, get to experience the fullness of God. They get to experience all that God wants to do in the world. So, right, so the encouragement to these original readers is clearly to show them that, look, you're going through hard times. Keep believing in God, because just like these Old Testament believers, one day God will fulfill all of his promises, and it may not be in your lifetime. In fact, you may not see anything good come of it in your lifetime, but I guarantee you that it will happen the way that God promised that it will happen, in the perfect time that God wants it to happen. The promises will be realized. In fact, as we continue on, beginning into chapter 12 in our next video, we are going to see that is exactly what the author of Hebrews encourages them to do. Because of this example that we have of how dare we get so prideful, so arrogant as to think, well, things aren't working out the way that I thought they would, so maybe this whole Christianity thing I was mistaken about. When we see examples of so many people who went through so much struggle, pain, joy, blessing, and went through so much, and they did not even receive the thing that they were hoping for. That it should serve as an example to us to persevere in faith so that we may one day bring glory and honor to God. It's not about us. It's about what God is doing in this world. We must trust in His plan by faith that He will work it out. I hope and pray that something said here today ministered to your heart. And I hope and pray that you share it with those around you. Thank you. And God bless you.